Many of us, we just learn from our, and we just carry on. And we scripture, and then of course all of us, our concentration in the heart, if we know that we are very weak, then we start with the drive of the mind to go away. So we work, we conscious, to make it an object of our life. If Namaz comes right, our dharma says, our deen, all our deen will come. If our deen comes right, our whole dunya will also come right, our whole akhirah will also come right. Namaz is that Imad, so that you are stopping or working on our Namaz. But then consider our Qadai opening. That since the time I became violent, perhaps I will be Nashara. I became Islamic for 10 years. For English, 14 and a half years from that time, I was at school, high school, whatever you call, I was in the Yamsa. It was amazing, my Namaz was so hard. Thank you, Master of Namaz, you were kind. And thank you, Allah, for all our Qadai opening. This is also a very important aspect. Clear, you went to Jamaat, you made time with the Kapshaya Puja, our lives changed, we are now regular, but those Samadhis are still on our gate, we have to fulfill those Samadhis. So very important that we consider that also, and we try to perform all those Samadhis. And focusing one Samadhi, we need to provide our Samadhi, it's not as important, it's a very serious thing. And to pay the fee of Samadhi to give us, that is the first of every week among those four. So again, the thing is, we can see in our Qur'an. One more letter to remind you, inshallah, is that to make regularly du'as for our parents, we are doing this proper and on a regular daily basis, more often we should be better, at least once a day. If they have passed away, then we shall be surrounded. Very, very important. How much you will remember our parents if you are, and that will give in our dunya so much benefit, inshallah. Our whole dunya never, and that will make them easy. For our parents are getting, they are always concerned that my children must live peacefully and happily without the death problems. So we are making dua for them, and that will grant them that. And therefore, dua for our masajidullah, our teachers of deen, and our masajid. Then they also need, by making dua for them, Allah will open our deen for us. Allah will make it easy to practice on deen. Allah will give us a desire to practice on deen. Allah will remove obstacles to practice upon deen. So let us always remember, even then to start with what deen, Na'alim Ba'ata'ata. Remember him for deen our dua. And all the mashayikh through whom we have deen has reached us today. The greatest standard of deen which Allah has given us, remember all those people also. So make dua to Jada all who through whom deen has reached me today, that Allah grant us the best and do the deeds with them for free. Allah Ta'ala has to us for free. So very quickly again, that we, Guru Sharif, if I read the preaching of Jum'ah, then sunnah has made us that we can bring more sunnah into our lives, make our lives according to sunnah, make namaz the object of our life, and dua for our parents and our mashayikh inshallah. The ayat of Kareema that I recited on which I want to base my talk today inshallah, it was revealed on the occasion of Hajj al-Wada, the price of Hajj of the Prophet of Allah himself. And after that, Hadi Ali Salat was remained in this world for about 83 days only. And during this period, no new law of Islam came down. And only encouragement, etc., that's it. But Deen Allah declared there on the plains of Arafah, when all the Sahaba, who and who were not present, Al-Yawma Akmal to them with Deen Lakum. On this day, as I completed the deen for you. The deen, a perfect way of that, deen, a way of that. And Allah says, Al-Yawma Akmal to Yakum, deen Lakum. Your way of life, I have completed it, I have perfected it. And further, as I say, Akmal to Alaykum, Nahmati. And I have completed my Nahmati. My Nahmat, I have completed for you. In other words, a very special connection with the deen, that it is a special nehmat of Allah. We perhaps would think that a mother, good business, a good car, a good house, less effort, they are less effort. But the greatest effort of them referring to me, our Islam, that is the greatest effort of them referring to. And Allah is saying, I have only, I left nothing to say. I gave you everything. Whatever it was, I gave it to you as a special effort of mine. And he said, me and the world has come for the sake of me. So from the time Allah created the world, from the time Adam and his father Musa came to this world, he was coming to the world. Here he came when Nabi Alayhi Salaam Musa saved him from Adina. For the whole beloved father of Musa, the Lord, who is the Lord, the greatest after Allah is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On his hand, Allah completed the great effort. وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I am pleased with you for Islam as your way of life. I am happy with you that you have got Islam as your way of life. This is a very, very special effort of Allah. Alhamdulillah, we are living by Islam. We get up by Islam, we live by Islam, we sleep by Islam, and that means that our children are born, we carry on with Islam, and we die on Islam also, and on Islam. But from this ayah, we understand that we should be conscious of this matter of Allah. That we are conscious, I will say that, when that is my heart, we believe God, that will say. And inshallah, the father also, when you look at, he will look at this protein. And that makes it easy for us there also, that without any reservation, we can say Islam is not easy. And in between, one very, very virgin, which has got to have several authentic ahadith, that the person who lives in the mornings, one time, believes in the Rahman, there's a sort of also, believes in the Rahman, believes in Islam, in Dina, or in Muhammad, in the Rasul of Muhammad. He said, as they did in our Muhammad, from the Prophet to the Prophet. But if you believe that once in the morning, Allah will be pleased with that person on the day of the hour. What a great verse. I'll give you a few seconds to read it, and Allah will be pleased with that person. And the same three things you will be asked with that Prophet also. Inshallah, by the benefit of this dua, you will be able to get the ease of the Prophet. And a person who needs it morning one time, evening one time, then the Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will hold his hand and put him into jail. But what do you want? Oh, easy. And it's just to read the Sunnah to us. You begin, whatever is called, and whenever we hear Allah, read the Quran, the Quran, and we hear Allah. So you can read it up to that, the eight, five times a day. And those who are lacking topic, we need more of them also. So this great effort of Allah, and that makes us appreciate what the great thing of Allah is, and that we consciously live that. Consciously, in the context one, how we must be conscious of Allah's favors of our needs. وَلَا أَذُرْبَ مَنْ إِشْرَاءَ فِي was asked, that the person enters the masjid, which is right there, which is Sunnah. When our habit has become habit. Now you can't read their consciousness that it is Sunnah. It is Sunnah. But not if you come in his mind. And then it is right there, the correct. He needs to be that way. So how can an Ashami Abdullah, a great project, person who Allah is blessed with an inner understanding of him, he says, it is better for you. It is not without benefit, it is benefit. But when a person does that with this consciousness, this is the Sunnah of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is actually what he is for. And on this are the great verses. So like that, the Sunnah, from morning till night, birth to death, if we make that the death in our lives, if it is the Sunnah of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can all well imagine how much our contact will be made with the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will be a different contact with the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One time, the Shaykh al-Hadi, of the Muhammad Rasulullah, saying that the people like me were the share of how many of the people in the world. And he should like that, that there was no father has with that knowledge. And somebody doesn't write to me that for very much salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why I have to wait for the last one. And he doesn't write to me that he must convey my salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then I stay, I tell that person, and you come from that person to me. How would you tell me? I'm going there. Don't tell me to convey salam. For us to understand, somebody tells us, I'm going to a certain town, and in that town, my mother has said, my father has been believing us. And we forget sending a prayer to us, forget something else. We don't even tell the person in my mother's salam. So what does it show? Everything got contact with my mother, everything got contact with my father. He's going there, he's going to be visiting my mother, he's telling me. And I don't tell him, even a salam said to me. So like that, whenever somebody is going for our Umrah, and mashallah, you are continuously, amongst them, all our books of Jeremy, anything we can do for it, anything we can do for it, there is one thing, please, on the Umrah, the Salam to the Umrah of Allah. That will show our connection, Allah Ta'ala to the Umrah of Allah. So anyway, this is a great matter of Allah, the meaning of Islam. Now, another aspect of the meaning of Islam, this was revealed about 1400 years ago on the face of Arafat. That deen which Allah has given to Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that was the complete deen. Not a deen that today we have added to the deen, or we have subtracted from the deen, then we have to agree. Just so the thing of deen from Islam, we have to thank you. In fact, it comes clearly in the Hadith Sharif, سيأتي على الناس تمام حتى أن يقام عن الدين لا يبقى من الإسلام إلا اسمه نفهم الدين of Islam but the name of Islam the banner of Islam will be there but under that there will be nothing لا يبقى من الإسلام إلا اسمه only the name of Islam will be there but the Islam itself I'm using it as a example. That doesn't mean that we agree with him or anything, but it's an example. He just gave about prophecy. It's very, very unhealthy. One of the many arms of it. There are great, great health problems with these things. But it's just an example. It's not that we control it, we agree with it. Just an example. If you are having some businesses, special businesses, whatever, and you will let vinegar in a Coca-Cola bottle, or Pepsi Cola, and there are 19 children also. And you can see the signs of children on the bottle also. And the person takes it and pours it up, will be drinking Pepsi, will be drinking Coke. But what does he get? Vinegar. And how will he feel? So in the name of Islam, banner of Islam. But today, if there isn't a sweet honey of Islam, but something very bitter in there, then how? That is really the problem. Islam, Allah, Islam, the Quran of Allah, the Sunnah of Rasulullah, and what great that has been affected for any aspect of deen. It was poor people, and how many people have come into Islam either through Islam? And they have actually Islam, people who were non-Muslim, people whose lives were terrible, far off, but when they saw and they did the content of Islam, they accepted Islam. Just one example, one person, he was in America, he got into the left, and there was no one else but the very young woman, American woman, non-Muslim, and she was left as she left, made up, brought up as she left up and she brought up, but he lived through Islam. That she did not one question from the side of his eye also she did look at it. Now she must encourage him. She wants to be admired. Everyone is there now. She looks so sweet. She is cautious. She dressed like this. Everything. But she didn't even do that. And there are any other things which might be coming to our mind, how to Sahaba, when they don't let me to love you. They didn't look at this. There are so many things. So he didn't. The guy that she is to go out for it. She needs whatever. And she said, who are you? Everyone can buy it. They look up at it. They bring it. But you know how funny, but you look at me. Keeping his eyes very completely under control, he said, we are not so hard, we are not allowed. This is how the truth is. किसी को भी ऐसा नहीं करना जो उसकी बच्ची खतरा जिसकी लाइफ में होगा श्री हमारे इसी में दाल होगा जिसकी काम होगा टेलीफोन नंबर नाम लीजिए कि एक इस वाइफ को जाना चाहिए एंड एक बात होती है जैसे शी ऑन इज लाइफ एंड शी वॉज ठीक है तो एवरी एस्पेक्ट ऑफ नो इज लाइफ
Also inform the people and appoint some people to see their quality, take care of
intros, and in fact now also I expect that nobody will be giving inshallah any intro for me, or nobody will be taking focus. But let us ask ourselves, 2 years ago, if we have to make such an announcement, I think what is necessary now for the team, that we have to make an announcement, please don't take focus. The focus are haram. Don't make intros. Intros are haram. But today we know what it is. And how, what speed we can come home with them. So, the means that we got from our elders, and we knew this was the correct thing, and it has to be that means which are the equivalent to the peace of Allah is present. That means it is my and your duty to safeguard that peace, and everyone's duty, not only the ulama's duty, not only the peace jama's duty, not only the mutawakkilin's and their duty, every person, that my children, I will give them that peace. That I was far than I was responsible for them. And how much more? I've got students studying under me, it's my duty to far responsible for them. If they share and it's not believed, then they correct me with their good far. And now, we will end off that alhamdulillah, Allah's love, that in our day and age, there are many efforts that are taking place to bring the school in Allah. The actual deed that was given to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, one great effort, secondly, Friday night, Shad Musari takes place in the question, what is it to bring that deed in Allah? So much so, we will just end the discussion here now. And he said that Mr. Raj Kumar is there. So we're having some talk. So we think they will see the house where the birds are present in the order of Allah. We see the instructors. And that is the right thing. Otherwise, today we say, what is it? We just talk the room here and there. That's it. So you talk to him when you're hungry, but you're hungry when any other woman in the house ready, and you can come to speak to him 3 days. No. They want to talk for him to come. So this is very, very important that all the efforts, this work of the leaders in the hour, which is a very necessary thing to bring about that true routine. Then we have our Dharma Gurus, we have what we call our Vakati, our primary literature, and many other in education fields, as far as Tahaneen, where all the Tahaneen serve to have Alhamdulillah. Muhammad and his thought, all the Hadith kitab by God. So that means we need to take kitab. You see, when I have the opportunity to speak to students who have a completing or a student, then I say, what you have studied in your kitab, that means tranquility in your life. Try and protect you, and try and pass you on. Not just what we are used to, our water down means, the liberal means, free type of being, a modern being, especially to modern life, or according to Western life, or according to every type of life. No, that being which has come to the Quran, that being which has come to all the Hadith kitab, that being which you have learned, that is what we have to bring to you. So, mashallah, the Dalai Lama, then we have another great prophet, which we call the Wisdom of Islam, and the Tawwur, and the Jiyya. What is this for? It is just to person, a very believe in person, that what commands of Allah are directed to me, that easily I will fulfill those commands. Many things we know it's not right for me, but I think I believe, I can't help it. I find myself in this position. So to have that ability, that inner capacity, inner ability, which is that Allah has put in, but to awaken. So that whatever command a woman is there, I must not look at her, from there I would start to obtain it, or I must not look at her often. Anything there from my cell phone, on the smartphone, what must be discussed, I'm from people, things nobody knows, but somebody is watching. And that is what you, I must not go on those things, whatever, what's the temptation that I see. So this is the will. And whatever Allah Ta'ala has commanded me to do, I suggest them all my Allah to speak the truth. And that you need talking all of us, there is an overview of Allah to say that speak the truth even if you have to pass. The Quran Sharif says, what do I have to say for? To speak the truth, even if it is arranged, but today we know. And not for any purpose also, just talking. For no reason, lying is just not our purpose. that what I'm saying is asking that idea, right? I didn't hear that, no, that I think so much to that. He's just talking to me, nothing. But there are so many times we are watching from in there. And for the punishment for that, and the punishment for that to be in Jahannam. If we don't make no up and let us look for people, we have to make get that punishment in Jahannam. But I am showing you this and that to you. And that you are all copying, inshallah, shall provide you with everything, all the work of the Jahannam to take you place. From tomorrow, so I said, we'll have this Israel, the same thing, how that can come into us. The good man itself is not so well known to be a perspective, what is the cause of? We want to know. So that the time has come, and I'm trying now, and great ulama will be able to talk here, and get us benefit from that, and try to inform as many people as possible, and try some further, as much as you are sitting over the receiver or online, whatever it can be, but if you come personally, then that you meet, and that's all for him. And,